Hey, it's Dan. So in this video, I want to talk to you about the changes to my early morning routine. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well. So it's 9:15, I'm just on my way to CrossFit this morning, which is a new thing for me, and obviously it's changed my early morning routine. So I just wanted to go into exactly what that looks like and how the positive changes have been with this early morning routine. So basically what happens is I wake up, have a coffee. Gotta have your coffee. Life's not worth living unless you've got a nice cup of joe, right? Then I get the two dogs and I take the two dogs out for a walk. Then I sit at my desk and I do two things. And these two things, one of them you'll probably know about if you've followed me for some time, because I tell everybody to do it. And the second one is something brand new, and that's one of the big changes that I've just started to implement, and we'll see how those changes actually take effect. So the first thing that I've been doing for quite some time, as you probably know, is I log into my bank details, all the bank accounts. I then see what money's dropped in, what money's gone out, and then I go over to the spreadsheet and I update it, and then the spreadsheet will chuck out a number that tells me if I'm in profit or if I'm in loss, and then I can make a plan as to how I want to deal with that. And then I can look at the cash flow forecast for the next 12 months ahead. That's how I do it right now. And I've done that for the last 10 years. It is life-changing. If you don't do that, you are literally ruining your opportunity to get wealthy. So why would you do that? So get it done. The second thing that I've just started doing is I sit at my desk. I now go to my Fitness Pal, which is a calories tracker and a macro tracker, and I've got a set number of fat, carbohydrate and protein that I'm supposed to hit every day. Works out about 2,000 calories a day, working out quite heavy, so I'm on a weight loss mode, if you like. So I'm actually planning what I'm going to eat for the entirety of the day. So I know that if I eat everything I say I'm going to eat, I'm going to hit those macros, and that's what it's about for the weight loss. And it also fuels the workouts that I'm just off to do at CrossFit. So I do the numbers on the financials. I do the numbers on the food. Because look, if we take what's important in life, there's only five or six things, right? We'll run through them. Health, wealth, right? They're the two we've just covered. Relationships, faith if you believe in a higher being or whatever that happens to be for you. What else? Relationships with kids. I mean, like, you know, mental health, career, finances. There's only maximum 8 or 9 different things. And out of those 8 or 9, obviously relationships is really high up there. And we do different things for that. And our relationships are great anyway, so we don't need to focus on those because they're great and we're working on them all the time. But the other two are really vitally important. You need to get your finances in place because you want to get wealthy and stop working and, you know, live your life before you run out of time. And the second thing you want to do is you want to give yourself more time to live your life that you want to live. And you do that by working on your macros and working on your health. And so that's the change to my early morning routine, is the addition of these macros. And then once I've done all that, I grab my 2 1-litre bottles that are half filled with water out of the freezer. So they're now frozen. And so it's a great way of icing the drinks, put them in the bag, jump up to CrossFit, which is just where I'm about to pull up to now, pull up to CrossFit, and then I've got my iced water ready for the CrossFit sessions that I'm about to do, because I get so warm. And basically that takes me then till 10 o'clock. That's a great early morning routine. I've done my workout, I've done my food intake, I've done everything that I need to get done, and I can see how the rest of the day is going to plan out. And so that's why you should have a early morning routine that actually fits into your lifestyle, so that you can hit the goals that you're wanting to hit. Obviously it all starts from goal setting first anyway, so if you don't know what those goals are, that's the first step. And then once you know what those goals are, go over to your calendar, start planning. I mean, all of this, by the way, is in my calendar. It is all allocated with time. And that's done on purpose, of course. So anyway, let me know what you think in the comments down below, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.